Behind the Chair on Talkabout in association with emmacorkhair.com.
Now, Emma is back after a break in April, and you know what? The listeners missed you and they were wondering where you were gone, but you're back.
I'm back.
Back
good afternoon, Deirdre, yeah.
Good to see you, Emma, and lovely to have you back. Now, we're going to talk today, appropriately enough, given the good weather forecast, about how the weather can affect our hair. And I have to say I have particular interest in this because I find the humidity is really tough on my hair, especially if you have thick hair. Mm-hmm. You can wake up in the morning and it's like you're like Monica in that episode of Friends in Barbados.
Oh, yeah.
It's a mountain of fuzz everywhere. Yeah. So I presume humidity is one issue for summer.
Humidity and I suppose frizz and stuff like that. And then the hair can be drying out and stuff. So there's a couple of issues that can happen this time of the year as well. And it can happen all through the year as well. But I suppose, look, coming into a bit of sunshine and now you'd see people heading off on holidays and things like that as well. So there are always the questions that are kind of asked of how am I going to protect my hair or how can I manage my hair, you know, in certain climates and what's going on around us. So there is a couple of things. So there is products that can be used at home. Say your shampoos and conditioners, you can have like a smoothing shampoo and conditioner. So for one of example, we have in the salon, it's by Alpha Perf, their Semiglino range. Their smoothing shampoo and conditioner, up to 72 hours lasting power of a smooth control, so that's like eliminating your frizz, and it has like a humidity blocker built into it as well. So we find that actually quite good on the hair, and especially if people are trying to get that bit of time out of their hair as well. There's another brand, there's it's known as Colour Wow, and it's the Dream Coat, so it's a spray. So that's there for actually people that want to blow dry their hair or they want to leave their hair curly. There's two types, but both of them are there actually as humidity and frizz controllers as well.
And at what point in the blow dry do you put on that
spray?
So
you're actually putting it on. So you're doing your two shampoos and your conditioner, and then you're actually applying this product on then, and you're actually... if you're using the curly one, you don't have to use any heat on it. You just let it dry into the hair naturally. Whereas the one that you want to actually be able to blow dry your hair is actually sprayed in after you towel dry your hair. You've shampooed, you conditioned, you towel dried your hair, and you spray this in section by section into the hair itself, and then you blow dry it in. So it's heat activated. And that actually will last in the hair up to 3 washes. So you're not overusing the product all the time. It just has that long lasting power in the hair. But it, like, I find when we use it, and clients have come back and given me, I suppose their own review on the whole situation, they feel that like their blow drying time is lessened. They find that their blow drying is a lot more easier, you know, to smoothen. So a couple of things, and I think that's what people look for. But then you have like a couple of products that will be like, you know, you have people that will use mousse and, you know, gels and stuff for their curly hair in this type of weather as well. There's a fabulous product called by the brand Jyco. It's known as Zero Heat. Now, I don't stock that brand, but there is a couple of salons here in town that do stock that brand and around Kerry as well. But I find the Zero Heat is absolutely stunning. I would have a natural kink in my own hair and I actually use that. So it just means that I'm still styling my hair, but then I'm not using any other heat, like whether it's a dryer or a hair straighteners or a curling thongs. That's fabulous as well. And it's very lightweight on the hair because I know some people find some products quite heavy on the hair too. So there's such a wide variety of different products.
But there is a product for,
for everyone.
And you spoke there about going on sun holidays, and we Irish do tend to love the sun.
Yeah.
Can very high temperatures and lying out, we'll say sunbathing, can that damage your hair?
Yeah, it can. Like it's a bit like sun damage, I suppose. You know, we say sun damage on our skin, but yeah, sun damage on our hair as well. Yes, it will strip your colour. You know, say blondes, for example. We always find that a blonde needs a toner immediately once they've come home. in stripping the natural pigment out of the hair. So, like, you know, obviously you've had your hair bleached before you've gone on holidays and you've had your toner done, and the sun then, and say in and out of the chlorine water and this and the seawater, all of that has its natural tendency to strip the colour out of the hair. So, you know, we just have to replace that. But look, you have sun protection sprays that you can put on your hair that will help with that. We do also recommend, I have a couple of clients that do a lot of sea swimming, even throughout the year, and they always find that their hair can be quite dry, and we know, look, the salt from the seawater is, we all know what salt is like, it's hard. So our suggestion is always, whether it's a leave-in conditioner or even a moisture-based conditioner itself or a mask, I would always recommend applying that onto the hair before you get into the water. And what it's doing for all the world is, if you think of a piece of cling film, so it's like putting a protective layer on the hair so that when you do come out, you don't have that real hardness and dryness to your hair. You still have that moisture-based product on the hair. So it's actually putting a barrier on there for us, really. Mm. And then I suppose, obviously, you're going to be treating your hair with your shampoos and conditioners after that as well. But a sun protection spray definitely for your hair, and something with a moisture base, because moisture is there to help with dryness in the hair.
And I wonder, would you know something? It struck me because I swim in the sea during the summer.
Yeah,
you don't really see too many people wearing swimming hats.
No, it seems to be a thing in swimming pools. I think more people consider, I think it's the chlorine, whereas we actually forget the seawater. Yeah, so there is a difference. I suppose there's a difference because one is seawater and one is chlorine. But there's also, I suppose, we just get into the seawater, we're outside, whereas in swimming pools it's more of a rule, I think, that you have to wear
the
swimming.
Yeah,
so I think that's where the differentiation kind of happens. And also, just going on what we were talking, there is another fabulous product that can be used at home as well. It's a Dream filter. So what this is it's actually a spray, so it removes any buildup of chemical or any harshness on the hair. So like we're talking there, the seawater or the chlorine, if we're using a lot of, like, say, mousses and hairsprays and all this spray can actually be used on the hair before we actually do any shampooing or conditioning, and it's just cleaning out all the impurities that are attached to the hair, so it's keeping the hair nice and fresh. So there's so much out there that people can do to help actually protect their hair.
Are you better off if you are sunbathing, particularly in a hot climate out in the Canaries or somewhere, are you better off to have your hair completely tucked in under a hat, or even have a towel around it, or will that only protect you to a certain extent?
Look, I suppose I'm going to put myself as an example. I tend to actually wear like a hairband myself, because obviously you're going to be in and out of the pool, so your hair is going to get wet. So, like, the sun is still going to be beaming down on you when you're inside in a swimming pool, whether the same as if you were lying by the pool, you know, or you're walking around. Yes, walking around, if you do feel like you want to put on a hat, or lying around, you want to put on a hat on you, but there's only so much that you can. And I have found down through the years where clients are like, but I was wearing a hat all the time, or I was having it covered. It still does the same thing. It's still going to catch you somewhere, do you know?
Yeah.
I do find, though, by wearing a hairband, that it's actually protecting, like, my scalp, so like say from your forehead back, and that's where we all tend to get a bit of sunburn, and that can be quite tender. So, you know, I kind of do it more for that protection around here as well, because our hair is kind of fine around our hairline and stuff as well. So we have to take those things into consideration. And you see sometimes clients actually end up burning their scalps as well in the sun, you know, anyone with fine hair or anything. So there is a load of different things in the sun that we have to look at, and it's bringing this whole scalp thing back into it as well. So we have to keep everything fresh.
Yeah, okay, exactly. Just another question that dawned on me, Emma. You know, for women who colour their hair frequently, if they're going on a sun holiday, are they better not to have it, somewhere in the back of my mind, I think I heard this, are you better off not to have your colour done too close to going away?
Well, I suppose we don't say yes or no to people, to be honest. It's kind of everyone's own preference, really. I suppose with blondes, we would always suggest to them, that we know it's going to need a toner when they come back. A root colour is probably different. The only thing what they might find is that the colour might actually tend to kind of strip, I suppose, is the way of putting it, you know, that it fades up. That would really be what the problem would be. Other than that, there's no problem in having your colour done. I suppose the main thing is that when you have, if you have your colour done today, your colour is actually still active for up to 48 hours after having it done. And that's something that people don't realise. So the thing is, the colour is still, so like people might be saying, oh, my head is still a bit sensitive after having colour. You know, you'd come up against different things. So we always have to say to a person, look, you have to be careful. The colour is still active, so it will settle, you know, and you'd always hear that the colour will start to settle within a couple of days of being done, etc., etc. The same as, for example, I don't ever put hairspray on a blow dry after their colour. And the reason for that is because hairspray has like an alcohol base in it, the molecules of that actually absorb into the hair. So when you wash your hair, you're rinsing it out, so you're actually fading up your colour immediately. It's because the colour is active. So there's loads of different things, but I wouldn't say yes or no to having your colour done before you're going on holidays. It's up to you how you're going to protect it. If you feel that there's no point in you having it lovely and fresh when you come back, that's fine. And then people like to feel good going on holidays as well. So,
well, this is it. Exactly. Yeah. Okay, Emma, we'll take a break. We've got some questions in for you already, and we will have room for a few more. So if anyone out there wants to ask Emma anything about cutting their hair, maybe getting a new look, if you have a question about products or about straighteners or curling tongs or anything in that area, feel free to ask Emma a question, and it's 083 300 3300. Just gone a quarter.
Behind the Chair on Talk About in association with emmacorkhair.com.
Now, in case you've only just tuned in, we're chatting to award-winning stylist Emma Quirk from Emma Quirk Hair here in Tralee, who joins us about once a month and answers all your queries about hair. And we'll come to some of those queries now, Emma. Starting with something we've already touched on, a female caller who swims in an indoor pool 5 days a week is wondering, have you any shampoo or treatment recommendation?
Yeah, like, there's plenty of different options there, I suppose. It would depend on what exactly that lady is looking for. Is it for the actual hair type, or is it just something just to protect her while she's swimming all the time? Is it just like, is the hair like frizzy afterwards, or is it just needing moisture? That lady can pop into the salon or pop into her, to any of her salons, and explain, you know, that she swims a lot, and we can actually recommend something for her, like, and we can have a take a look at the hair as well and say, right, this might be a new hair routine that needs to be done, you know, to help protect it. But yeah, either pop into myself or pop into her own salon, and we're all happy to give recommendations.
So there are shampoos and conditioners that are designed specifically for people who swim?
Well, not specifically just for people who swim, but like, one shampoo might actually look after like four or five different issues.
Yeah.
So it's just, we'd have to have a look at the hair type. Obviously, the lifestyle is, this lady obviously swims a lot, so we would take that into consideration. And then we just look at like the hair colour itself, you know, the hair type, you know, the styling that this lady would do at home. Like, we ask all these kind of questions to decide on the exact shampoo and conditioner then that would be given.
A female caller wants to know, she says she wears a head covering all the time and is wondering, is that bad for hair growth?
No, it wouldn't be bad for hair growth, I suppose. What we find is that our heads tend to heat up a lot when our heads are covered. No, it definitely wouldn't be bad for hair growth at all. So I wouldn't be paranoid about that or anything. I suppose it depends on when the head is covered up. Is it covered up out in the sun, or is it just covered up in general? You know, I think we all, depending on the weather, we all like to keep our heads warm too. Do you know, none of us like cold ears and a cold head around the place.
Text says, can Emma recommend anything to cover roots between colours? I have to get my roots done every 2.5 weeks. Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah.
That's expensive.
Yeah, it is. That's why I always tell my mother, she's lucky. She's roughly the same. So she's lucky she has a daughter that's a hairdresser. yeah, so look, there is a brand that more often than not, I hear my clients talk about they would buy it in the supermarket, so L'Oreal Root Sprays. Also, the salon, we have a brand by Alf Parf. They're a touch-up root. So we have two options. We have the spray, and we also have one, which I tend to more recommend to clients, really, is, for all the world, it's like an eyeshadow. And it goes a really long way. You can get anything up to like 6 or 8 months out of this.
It's like a powder, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And what I do like about it is it's not as, you know, with the sprays, they're very sticky. And the minute you touch them, your hands are ruined with the spray and the whole lot. Whereas this is just lovely and gentle going on the scalp. It's just a powder. And it's easier to remove off the scalp, so that it's not building up and building up, because the sprays tend to actually leave a bit of a residue on the scalp. And I do see that with clients that I know are using the sprays at home. But I tend to actually more the option of going the powder. So the brand Colour Wow do the powder touch-ups, and the Alf Parf one that I have in the salon as well, they have a powder as well. And they're not that expensive. Like, for the amount of times that you would be going out and buying that spray root touch-up, you're actually getting a lot longer out of the powders, really, to be honest.
And how do you apply the powder?
So it actually is, for all the world, it actually looks like an eyeshadow brush. So there's two sides to it. So you have, like, your soft side that we would always see when we would be applying on our eyeshadow ourselves. So you apply it on with that. And then the other side, it's a bit harder of a bristle, so you're using that just to smudge it out then, so it's actually just filling in the gaps, really. What I find as well is, you know, sometimes you see a person that would have a very light hairline even around the sides by the ear and things. If you're putting it around the hairline, it actually tends to fill it out, so it actually looks like your hair is a lot thicker on the sides as well. So it's just a simple applying with a brush, and it all comes in a little compact or it's really small. It's like a small little rectangle box, and it's compact, so it can be brought anywhere with you.
But once you brush it on, it stays on?
Stays on, yeah, until you wash it out again. Yeah.
Another listener is a lady in her 80s. She says she's never dyed her hair and only ever had one perm 25 years ago. But however, she's very worried about her recent hair loss, which occurs every time she brushes her hair, particularly after washing it. And she's wondering, have you any advice for her?
Okay, so that could be a number of things. So it could depend on what this lady is using as home use on her hair. There could be something, just maybe a little bit of dryness on the scalp. I hate to say it, but unfortunately, as we do get a bit older, we tend to go through a bit of hair loss, you know, and our hair weakens and things like that as well. I suppose my only thing to this lady would be that I would probably have to look at it properly with the camera, just to see if there's any bit of a build up on the scalp, and if there is anything that we can recommend that we can hopefully, you know, prevent any more from falling out. But I do feel that this could be just something that's built up on the scalp that just needs to be removed, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And that's why the hair could be just tending to come away from it as well.
Okay. And any hair trends for the summer, Emma? Are you spotting any trends coming through, or what are all the young ones coming in looking for at the moment?
As blonde as they can be. Look, a lot of it now is kind of lived in colour, really. Even with the younger generation, a lot of it is, you know, they like their face frame and dawn, and then the rest are just lived in, so they can get like five, six months out of it, and just kind of maintenance in between with their toners and things. This time of the year, you'd start to see a lot of people like to kind of add a bit of lightness to their colours, just feeling a bit brighter in themselves, you know. And then, yeah, there doesn't seem to be it. Like, it's kind of more keeping it on that not too dark and not too light. It's kind of a middle of the road. That's what I seem to be seeing a lot of. A lot of copper is coming back in, and nice richness of mahogany tones as well. That seems to be a lot going on at the moment. I'm finding a lot of that, actually. Mm. And I'm also finding a lot of women with grey hair are now coming back in and just adding that small subtle hint of colour back into their hairs as well.
So the grey hair thing is kind of gone, is it?
Yeah, it's just kind of giving it something. You know, it's because I have like a mixture of clients that would still have a lot of dark going through their hair, but then they have a lot of, like, their hair is fully grey, like they have no actual colour in their hair, but they tend to have a lot more darkness than lightness of grey, you know. So it's just more blending it through that it just looks natural all round. Like, you wouldn't even know that it has been coloured, but it's just more blended, I suppose, is the way of putting it. But I do see, starting to see a bit of that approaching in
in this time of year. Oh, here comes Pat with more questions. Just as I was about to wrap up with you, Emma. I better try and squeeze in one or more. Can Emma re-announce the products for straightening hair? You didn't say a product for straightening
hair. No, I was just saying what would be used if you were helping to blow dry your hair, and if you're using like the hair dryer and the straighteners on it, it would be more just a smoothening shampoo and conditioner, just to help with the frizz and just for the humidity in the hair as well.
Okay, perfect. Actually, the rest of the comments he brought in were comments about other ones. What are you saying to me, Emma? About Emma? Oh, a lovely comment about Emma, Pat is telling me. Oh, well, we'll definitely read that. And it's from Eileen. She says, I would like to thank Emma and Geraldine for their help, support and kindness while I was going through a treatment for a hair issue recently. So now, very satisfied customer.
Thank you, Eileen.
Thank you very much to Eileen for getting in touch with that. Listen, Emma, the time is against us, so we let you go. But thank you for all that information. Great to know how we can handle our crowning glory now coming into the humid months, and long may the heat continue.
Yes, exactly.
We'll talk to you next month.
Yes.
Great stuff. And as always, folks, you can find Emma Quirk. She's here right across from Radio Kerry on Main Street in Tralee. If you want to pop in and make an appointment, or indeed give her a call, she's on social media as well. We'll take a break.